You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Joining me right now are Joey Valence and Bray, who are going to be playing at Laneway Festival here in Aotearoa, New Zealand quite soon. How are you guys doing?
Lovely.
We're amazing.
Where are you guys at right now?
Pennsylvania.
All right. Still in the States. Ready for your journey down under?
Yeah, we're ready to go. Yeah. Excited. First time coming down under. Finally going to come down under. Very excited.
Yeah. What kind of a response are you expecting from the fans here when you play at Laneway?
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. Might be crazy.
Actually, no, I'm expecting everyone to just be asleep because they hate us so much. No, it's going to be awesome. Like, you know, it's our first time coming and people have been just messaging us for so long that they want us to come. So I just know that the energy is going to be so there.
And what can the fans expect from you guys during your show?
Just some okay music, some decent music, but you know, it'll do. Nah, man, it's going to be a good time. Open up the pit, man. Come excited. It'll be sick.
It's just energy. It's just energy the whole time.
And just going off of that, there's going to be a big mosh pit during your show. Is there any pit etiquette that the fans should take note of?
We actually did a video on this. We were like, one, if you don't want to be in the pit, don't stand in the middle. But everybody at a Joey Valence Brand show is like relatively nice. Like everyone's going to help you up if you fall. It's all just like, you know, slightly pushing each other and jumping up and down. There's no like punching or like roundhouse kicks. Like everyone is just, you know, it's just fun. I guess. So
yeah.
Just come prepared to like jump and you're going to get rubbed into. So yeah.
And while you guys are at Laneway, are there any other acts that you'll be excited to catch while you're there?
Oh, buddy. Two Hollis. Come on now.
Two
Hollis.
Yeah. Mm. Excited for Two Hollis. I want to see Hamdi. I want to see Charlie. I need to look at the lineup again, but everyone there like is so good. It's just like a bunch of alternative music. So I feel like the lineup is just like slamming.
Yeah, I believe Biba Doobie's playing. I want to see.
Yeah, isn't Claro and like Joe and stuff?
Yeah,
like
Claro. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think we could expect a collab with Two Hollis anytime soon? Maybe.
We don't have enough aura for Two Hollis.
We don't have enough aura. Two Hollis has too much aura for Joey Valence and Bray, man. He's just too cool for us, bro.
Maybe we've been on the wave for a while now, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
But a collab with Claro would be awesome as well. So Claro, if you're listening to.
Are there any local acts that you guys have checked out on the Laneway lineup?
No, but we have a dope local opener for our headline sets at the venues. I believe his name is Sully, S-O-O, or S-O-L-L-Y-Y, I believe is his name. So that'll be exciting.
And aside from Laneway, are there any other dream festivals you guys have that you'd want to play in the near or distant future?
You know, we always thought it would be Coachella. We kind of changed our minds on that.
Right.
But I actually don't know if we can announce some of the ones that we're playing yet. But some of them are crazy. It's funny because I would have said Lollapalooza, but Lollapalooza was the first festival we ever did. So we're excited to potentially unconfirmed come back.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really.
Like Glastonbury would be really cool.
Yeah, I was just going to say Glastonbury would be cool.
And just recently, you guys completed a North American and European tour to promote your latest record, No Hands. How was that?
It was great. It was super fun. We had a good time, man. I mean, that album was perceived well by our fan base, and it was really well. We like sold the whole thing out, so it was jumping like the whole time. Every city was great. We had a good time. So we're excited to perform those songs for the first time out in New Zealand and Australia. It'll be sick.
Are there any highlights from the tour you'd like to share with us, maybe?
I mean, we started doing this thing where we were like, play Start a Fight and be like, everyone, go in a giant circle. And the whole room would just start spinning. And it was like the coolest thing ever. So the first night we did it, our videographer didn't get on video. And I was like screaming at him. I was like, dude, you have to get this on video. It's like the coolest thing ever. And then we did it the next night. And it was just nuts. So we just like to try random things. We're so interactive with the crowd. And it's just fun because people bring us stuff, too. And I feel like we're really close with our fans. So people just bring us gifts and like throw Pokemon cards on stage and like make us art. And I think that's the most fun part about it. Even though the shows are getting a lot bigger and we're like selling these huge places out, it still really feels like we're connected with everybody. So,
well, what's some of the most interesting gifts you've received from fans?
We've gotten some weird shit before. I don't know. Like, people make a lot of like custom stuff. People made us like custom Legos that look like Joey and I. Ooh. Like, that's always fun.
That's quite cool.
I remember a girl came and gave us fucking bath bombs just recently, and we were like, okay, a bath bomb.
Yeah, they made like custom bath bombs. Someone made us a custom pair of shoes too. Like, made
us custom Nikes. We got some like custom Air Forces. That was fire.
Damn.
So like, People will bring crazy shit to sign. Like, someone brought a catheter once.
A catheter?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always fun. But, yeah, we get a lot of just really cool gifts. Like, people are really creative with everything. I love getting the Pokemon cards. I'm a huge Pokemon fan, so it's...
And just on the topic of the new record, you guys have been experimenting a little bit with dance music and some Jersey club beats on tracks like The Baddest with Aisha Erotica, alongside your signature hardcore punk rap style. How have the fans and crowds been responding to the new record and some of the new sounds that have come from it?
I mean, I think we owed it to ourselves to branch out sort of genre-wise. And Bray and I both have so many genres that we like. So with this album specifically, we're just like, we're going to put all the music that we like just onto one record. And we didn't really know how people were going to react to it because it's kind of the same to our first record, but also like completely different. But, you know, once you go to a show and it's just like boom, 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 like everyone's just having a crazy good time. So I think, you know, for us, it was just really fun because we both like dance music and we just didn't expect people to sort of react the same way. But they did, and it was awesome, and it just makes for a super fun show, so.
And could you tell us a bit about that collab with Aisha Erotica and how you guys managed to get in contact with her to make it happen?
She contacted us. She just
DM'd. Oh, really?
Yeah, our Joey DM'd her. Yeah.
I literally just DM'd her. DMs work. Right. All of our collabs have came with DMs, and all of our collabs on the next album have come from DMs as well. Like, it's literally just, like, make friends and... Don't be afraid to go ask people because you never know who messes with your music. Like, I'm always afraid to send the text. It was like with Danny too. I was like so afraid to ask him to be on the record. And then there's someone who's going to be on the third album that I was like so afraid to ask to, and that ended up responding. And I'm just like, my God, it's just, it works. DMs work. So I literally just asked her and she's like, yeah, I'd love to. And she sent the vocals back in like 40 minutes and Damn. The song was done. So.
And I know you guys have probably been asked this quite a bit, but your sound has often been compared to the Beastie Boys, with some people even describing you guys as the Beastie Boys of the 21st century. Is this something that you ascribe to, and are the Beastie Boys a group that you actively look to for inspiration?
I mean, I listened to them like when I was younger, but as far as like the music that we make now, I don't really look to them for as like inspiration. I mean, they're like legendary. Don't get me wrong. The Beastie Boys are fucking awesome. But like, it's not like I'm like listening to their discography like every day trying to like mimic what they do. So I think we're just like white kids, half Asian, half white kids that like rap. So like, it just kind of like makes sense. Like, they're like, oh yeah, it's just like Beastie Boys shit. But you know, it's a great compliment. You know what I mean? It's not like they weren't bad or anything. So
yeah, I think especially at the beginning, like, there was a lot more inspiration then. And I think we take more of an inspiration from the idea of what they were doing, which is just high energy hip hop music. And so we both really like their music, but especially moving forward, I think we take so much inspiration from so many different places. And I think because, you know, not that many people have that sort of sound, we get a lot of comparisons, but it's awesome. And like, it's the best compliment because they're great. And so, yeah, we just kind of make whatever we want, and whoever we sound like is whoever we sound like. You know, we just have fun making music and make the music that we like. So.
And lastly, before we wrap things up, what does the rest of the year look like for you guys? I know you mentioned that there are some more tours and shows in the works, but are you guys also going to be heading back to the studio to record the next release maybe?
We're in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah, in your bedrooms.
Right now, as we speak, we're in it. Yeah, we're working. Working on the third album right now and just, you know, kicking some sounds around. And then we're coming down to Australia and New Zealand. So that'll be a little break from creating. But as soon as we're home, we'll be right back to it. And then all the festivals that we can't say that we're playing yet are happening this summer. So it's exciting. We're just always busy, always working. So just pay attention. We'll be around.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.